Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where we bunny hop through history's garden, finding delicious morsels of wisdom to chew on. I'm your host, Floppy, a four-pawed historian with a nose for sniffing out the remarkable lessons from our past. In the spirit of hopping and not dawdling, let's leap right in. Today we explore the intricate burrows of history, unearthing lessons from events and notable figures. History, my human friends, is like a vast field filled with tantalizing herbs and the occasional thistle. It offers sustenance and sometimes a sharp surprise. Take the Roman Empire, a civilization that sprawled across multiple territories, much like a wild bramble patch. From them, we learn the importance of stability and structure, essentials for any burrow worth its entrance tunnel. Yet we also learn the dangers of stretching too far, becoming too complex, and eventually, like a warren with too many exits, losing the snug safety it once provided. Even as a rabbit, understanding the rise and fall of such an empire tells us that managing our resources wisely and maintaining strong, secure foundations are keys to thriving. Moving a hop, skip, and a jump forward, consider the remarkable story of a certain Renaissance man. Yep, Leonardo da Vinci. This clever human's boundless curiosity reminds me of the unbridled enthusiasm we rabbits have when exploring a new patch of green. Leonardo's ability to see the interconnectedness of art and science, to imagine flight, it's all quite remarkable. Now, as a grounded creature myself, I admire his dreams of soaring through the skies. However, I'm quite content with my paws on the ground. But you humans can take away this, dare to dream, for even if you don't reach the sky, you might just invent the parachute. In the same burrow of history, we find another hop-worthy mention, the printing press. Oh, the joy of spreading knowledge, much like the way I scatter my favourite Timothy hay when I'm excited. The printing press revolutionised access to information. From this innovation, remember that sharing knowledge can lead to an empowered and educated warren, or society, in your case. Fast forward through the fields of time to the seeds of democracy. Athenian democracy, much like a well-organised warren community, centred on the idea that every bunny, I mean citizen, should have a say. Direct participation is indeed a powerful concept, yielding a lush crop of accountability and representation. And while our rabbit meetings may be more about kale distribution than governance, the principle holds. When everyone gets a nibble at decision-making, the whole group benefits. Hopping through time to more recent history, consider the words and actions of Martin Luther King Jr. As a rabbit, I understand the strength of a unified warren, standing together in the face of a predator, be it a hawk or injustice. His dream and relentless effort toward a world of equality and dignity for all resonate deeply. It showcases that courage, persistence, and non-violent stance can lead to monumental shifts in the landscape of rights, not just for rabbits, for humans too. As we near the end of our historical hop, let's not forget the incredible journey to the moon. Much like a young bunny's first venture out of the nest, this feat demonstrated the sheer power of curiosity and ambition. It's a reminder that sometimes you must take that daring leap into the unknown darkness, for there might just be a whole new world or moon to discover. Before I burrow away, let's remember, history is not just about the past, it's the soil for our future. From it, we learn to cultivate the best fruits and avoid planting in rocky patches. We learn to adapt, to overcome, and most importantly, to keep hopping forward, no matter the obstacles littered through our paths. Each event, each figure we've nibbled on today, offers insights, from the importance of maintaining balance to the power of innovation and the courage to dream. And just like my bond with 8-Bit, history teaches us that togetherness can multiply our joys and halve our struggles. And with that, my dear two-legged listeners, it's time to nibble off. If you've enjoyed this hop through history, I humbly ask you to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop. Leave a review or comment with your thoughts and share with your fellow history burrowers. Your support helps keep this rabbit's paws pitter-pattering across the keyboard. Thank you for listening, And until next time, keep your whiskers twitching and your minds hopping.